I'm Marco Werman with The World. Yemen is a country on the brink of civil war. And as we reported last week, Saudi Arabia is conducting airstrikes against one faction in Yemen, the Houthis. Many civilians are now caught in the middle of the violence. It's so bad that some foreign governments have evacuated their citizens from Yemen, like Pakistan. Pictures from Karachi today showed Pakistanis just evacuated from Yemen as they reunited with their relatives back home. The U.S. government has flown out its employees, but it has not evacuated ordinary civilians. So Americans with loved ones still in Yemen, dual citizens mostly, must wait. I spoke earlier with Summer Nasser, a 20-year-old New York City native stuck in the port city of Aden. I asked her about an apparent Saudi airstrike that hit near her neighborhood today. Are you getting any warning that these airstrikes are coming? I mean, are there either air raid sirens or can you hear the jets arriving?
Unfortunately, we have no prior warning to any airstrikes or even potential airstrikes, which is concerning all of us for our safety.
What is your own background, Summer? You're Yemeni with American citizenship?
I was born and raised in New York City, and okay. My parents, they've been there for 35 years in New York as well.
And how often do you go back to Yemen?
About twice a year, occasionally.
The U.S. advised Americans to get out of Yemen in February. I know you arrived on February 9th, but why did you stay?
My family is actually here, my mom and siblings. I wanted to make sure they're okay and to fly them out as soon as the school year ended for my siblings here.
How many Americans are in Yemen right now? Do you have a kind of a rough estimate?
I can roughly say we have in the thousands. I've been in contact with villages, the capital, Sana'a, and also Aden.
Do you have any sense of numbers in Aden?
In Aden, there are about a few hundred in Aden itself. I know that my neighbor, actually, who's in front of my house, he's actually from Michigan, Detroit. And I have a few other families in my area, my neighborhood. But, of course, there are people in the outskirts of Aden as well.
Are you staying in touch with them?
Yes, currently. I did try to keep in touch with them through social networks or phone calls. I've actually been asked from Yemeni Americans in the States to contact their family members in Aden where I can update them on any type of evacuation plans as well.
And how safe are you all feeling right now with these Saudi airstrikes?
We're not feeling so great. you know, coming from the States to this kind of situation, and to be honest with you, I never thought I would say this, but we really don't know if we would wake up the next morning. I mean, that's how intense the situation is in terms of security.
And is that lack of security that you're feeling, is that because you're worried about getting bombed yourself, or are you worried about the connection you have to the United States? And the Houthis are not real big fans of the Americans right now because the Americans are supporting the Saudi airstrikes.
Right. That's also, you kind of summed it up in essence. We're afraid of our security and our safety, number one, because we all, my family all have U.S. citizenships. And also we're afraid of the tanks shooting. It's an overwhelming situation, the bombs itself, the airstrikes. Also, you know, we're really worried. We really want to get out of here. We have a functional airport, but because of the no-fly zone implemented by the Saudi Arabian Kingdom, we're not allowed to fly out.
Yeah, so what message do you, Summer, have and the other American expats who are in Aden right now, for example? What message do you have for the U.S. State Department?
We were actually really disappointed that because Somalia and Pakistan and India have all evacuated their nationals, we would think because U.S. is supporting Saudi Arabia through logistics that they would tend to evacuate their citizens. We're trying our best to voice out our nervousness and disappointment through respectful means that we are calling upon the U.S. State Department to actually act and to evacuate the nationals, even through other countries, coordinate with them if they don't want to come near because of security reasons with Houthis, which is understandable. But, you know, there has to be some means of support for the U.S. citizens here.
Summer Nasser is an American from the Bronx. She is stuck in the Yemeni port city of Aden during the Saudi airstrikes. Summer, thank you very much, and please stay safe.
Thank you.
By the way, we contacted the U.S. State Department about this story. A spokesperson replied with a statement that said, quote, There are no plans for a U.S. government-sponsored evacuation of U.S. citizens at this time. We encourage U.S. citizens to monitor the news and seek available departure options from Yemen via air, land, or sea, end quote.